Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, January 23rd. It is 5:30. Thank you guys for being here, getting ready to go. It's still really cold out there. Not as bad as the last couple of days, but luckily a little bit of a warm up this weekend. So looking forward to that.
Oh, it's warming up this weekend?
They say it's going to warm up compared to what we're at. But yeah, this has just been absolutely brutal. But then you feel bad complaining looking at other parts of the country where they're just like inundated with snow and then fires on one side. It's just like, okay, maybe I should just not complain.
Right. I know. I think for me, when I'm thinking of the weather, I just look at what it feels like, because sometimes it'll say here it's 25 degrees and it's but feels like 11. Have you seen those on the weather app?
Oh yeah, like with the wind chill and stuff.
Yes, I like, oh, it feels like 11. That's when I'm like, oh, I'm dreading everything going on.
Yeah, but we're almost to the weekend. It's slowly approaching. What's going on with you? How are you?
I'm good. So yesterday was day two of my husband back in the office. He's worked from home for about 5 years, and we set up this surveillance camera for Momo, and we're just leaving it up, and I'm not used to it because what will happen is I'll be doing stuff at home and then all of a sudden I'll hear Momo. We're like, what? And I forget that on the camera you can speak into the camera, so it's James from work like spying on us, like, hi guys.
Oh, just checking in, making sure everything is okay.
Yeah, so he'll like scare us a little bit. Do you guys actually have a surveillance camera inside of your home?
Yeah, we have several. Actually, we have some that like they point at all like the doors, the entry points and stuff like that. And then in our room, our bedroom, it's like part of our whole Nest system that controls like the temperature and all that, but it shows like the time most of the time, but there is a camera on it, and we had to put one of those camera covers on it because we're like, we don't need no camera in our bedroom. Like we need the actual unit, but we don't need the camera part of it, so we put one of the camera covers on that.
Gotcha. So when this, it's a blink one, so when he comes on or anyone comes on, it'll turn green and it'll be like, oh, someone's on the camera. So that's what like the thing I'm trying to get used to over this few days is our new camera.
Yeah, well, it make sure that it doesn't turn green when you're all in the same room, because obviously someone hacked into your system and that is not a good thing.
Very so, true. Yeah. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Just a busy day yesterday, and today I have a couple of things going on, but it slowed down. I'm actually kind of distracted because the Oscar nominations are being released right now as
yes.
we speak. And so coming up in just about a half hour, we'll go over some of the big ones. So I'm just kind of like looking at them as they're announcing some of those coming up. I just kind of peeked and I saw the name Kieran Culkin. So Kieran Culkin, I don't know what he was nominated for, but he was nominated for an Oscar for something.
And
I can't tell you what it is.
Succession, I'm guessing, right?
No, Oscars is movies.
Movies.
That's Succession's TV.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I see a Wicked nomination for something. And so they're all just kind of randomly popping up, but we'll definitely get you guys all of those details coming up right around 6 o'clock. We have so much going on this morning, including your tickets to check out Nikki Glaser and David Spade. 7:30, the Mega Minute. We had a winner yesterday. I was so excited. We finally got one and we are ready to do another one. 2 days in a row. We can make it happen. I know it. So make sure you are listening for that. In the meantime, let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear What's Up by Four Non Blondes? Do you want to hear M-Bop by Hanson? Or do you want to hear Butterfly by Crazy Town? Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can do that a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page or text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We talked about this on the show yesterday, and I think it's kind of funny what we can consider superpowers, things that we are able to do that not a lot of people can do. The National Archives, they're looking for volunteers who can read and transcribe more than 300 million digitized objects in their catalog because they're in cursive, and they say that being able to read cursive is a superpower. And people are applying for this gig to make some easy cash. And a lot of people are like, wow, I could never do that. That is a superpower. Reading cursive, it's tough, especially like the old timey kind of cursive. I was looking at some of the things that they were wanting transcribed and I was like, oh, maybe I can't read that because some of the old cursive is really difficult to transcribe.
Like, which letters would you say are difficult that are like, what letter is that? Because for me, when I see the letter Z that's in cursive, I'm like, is that a V or an I? You know what I mean? Some letters look similar in cursive.
There weren't any specific letters. It was more just like the word as a whole. Like, it's slanted real, like at a 45 degree angle as they write it. And I'm just like, I'm not sure what that says, but I think we all have those little things that are kind of considered superpowers in other people's eyes. For instance, I feel like I have a superpower, a couple of them. One, I have this weird ability to read doctor's handwriting. Doctor's handwriting is so hard to read, but for some reason I can understand it. I remember this was back when I got like a prescription on a piece of paper. I know a lot of them will like call them in and have computers that do it now, but it looked like a squiggle and a dot and then another squiggle. And I brought it home and I put it on the counter because I was going to go fill the prescription. My husband's like, what in the world does that even say? And I can't remember what it said, but I said word for word. I'm like, oh, it's da 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 da. He's like, how can you read that? I'm like, I don't know. I can read doctor's handwriting for some reason. And then the other thing, I love to back into parking spots. I know some people think it's annoying, but I love it. And I can back in, no problem, one take, no adjustments, just park, just turn my wheel, go into the spot. I don't have to pull forward, straighten out, none of that. I can do it on the first try with no corrections.
Honestly, you've become a pro, and I think you just keep doing it and doing it. It gets funner. And do you do it at home and here at the radio station?
No, not at home. I pull into our garage. That is one place that I don't do it. But I don't know. When I go somewhere, I like to have that quick getaway. Like, get me out of here, you know? Do you have a superpower, something that is unconventional that most people would be like, oh, actually, I never thought of that. That is a little harder than I thought.
This was really hard for me to think about because I'm like, what is my superpower? Like, what am I good at? And I think about when I'm like at events or when I'm just with friends or at a dance party, I'm really good at bringing people that are shy to come onto the dance floor.
Oh, that's hard to do. Yeah, especially if they're really stubborn.
Exactly. Like at weddings. Oh, I got all of my sister-in-law's coworkers dancers to come out on the dance floor. I'm like, come on, come on. And then I'm like, no, no, I'm shy. So I'll start dancing with them at the table. And I'm like, oh, come on, it's time. They're like, fine, fine, you win. So I think that's my superpower.
I think that is a legitimate superpower. This one says, I can make any baby stop crying. It doesn't even have to be mine. If there's a baby crying and someone hands it to me, the baby will stop immediately. That is my superpower. That's a good superpower to have that magic touch. This one says, this is kind of similar. I can get any kid to like me. If we go somewhere and a kid is shy, I am the one that they will gravitate to, and then we're best friends by the end of the day. I'm impressed with those kid ones because it's hard to win kids over sometimes.
Yeah, are they hiring for nannies or anything like that?
Yeah, seriously. I think a lot of people will want your number. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, January 23rd. It's 6:01, almost to the weekend. Hang in there. You are almost there. The Oscar nominations were just announced like a half hour ago. I'm kind of combing through them. They were set to be announced on January 19th, but they were delayed because of the Southern California wildfires. And so they were moved to this morning. Bless you.
Bless
J-Love.
You.
J-Love, dear Lord.
It's
are you okay?
Allergies.
Oh, my God, I hurt.
Did you pull your back muscle on that sneeze? My gosh.
I love how he turns on his office mic, but you could still hear it from my mic.
I mean, I could hear it from the next room. That's how loud it was. My goodness.
Man, I'm sorry.
No, all good. So I know a lot of people are curious just to hear, like, how did Wicked do this year? Emilia Perez was big. So I'll go over some of them. For Best Supporting Actress, you got your five nominations: Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez, Isabella Rossellini for Conclave, Felicity Jones for The Brutalist, Ariana Grande for Wicked, and Monica Barbaro for A Complete Unknown.
I think I've only seen Wicked. Out of any of those.
That's the only one I saw, too. And I wanted to see Emilia Perez, but then was talking to someone yesterday, and we were just talking about movies. I'm like, have you seen that movie? And she's like, yes, don't watch it. And she's someone I really respect, like, in the movie world. And she's like, it's a musical. And I was like, it is a musical? I didn't know that. And she's like, yeah, it's a musical.
Emilia Perez, I know that it's in Spanish, correct? And then there's subtitles.
Parts of it. Yeah, parts of it. Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I saw the first, like, couple of minutes, but I was like,
not for you.
Just wasn't jumping out. Yeah. For Best Supporting Actor, I mentioned that I saw Kieran Culkin got nominated for something. He was in that category for the movie A Real Pain. Yura Borisov for Anora, which I keep hearing stuff about Anora. Has anyone seen that movie? What is that about? Is that good? Edward Norton for A Complete Unknown, Guy Pearce for The Brutalist, and Jeremy Strong for The Apprentice. If we're going to the big actor categories, the best actor nominees for the men are Adrian Brody, Timothy Chalamet, Coleman Domingo, Ray Fiennes, and Sebastian Stan. And then for best actress, we have Cynthia Erivo, Carla Sofia Gascon for Emilia Perez, Mikey Madsen for Anora, Demi Moore for The Substance, and Fernanda Torres for I'm Still Here.
I'm looking at the list. The only movies I've seen are Wicked and The Wild Robot.
Oh, that got a nomination for Best Animated Picture. The Wild Robot did. And then just going down the list here for the Best Picture, this is a bigger category. Best Picture nominees: Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked.
I've only seen Dune Part 2. I haven't seen none of these movies.
Do you guys never saw The Substance?
No.
That movie, like, traumatized me. I was completely just like, what did I just watch?
Is that the one with Demi Moore?
Yeah. Okay. And she got nominated for her role, and she deserves it. I thought she did an amazing job in that movie. The ending, in my mind, was a little bit much. I was like, okay, did we really have to do this? But I'm just curious, like, what everyone else thought. I couldn't believe what I was watching at the end of that movie.
Would you? Okay, I know you said it affected your dreams and stuff like that, but would you recommend it to someone that loves movies? Like they can take their brain out of it and just like watch mindlessly.
Well, I definitely think it was a good movie, and I definitely think that it deserved an Oscar nomination. I do say that, but again, For me, I was completely shocked at what was happening on the screen. Yeah. So something, if you're like me, once you find out what the nominees are for the Oscars, you start watching those movies because you want to just like have an idea. But yeah, The Substance is worth the watch. Is Ramon here this morning?
Ramon, are you here? I know he's our little movie.
Yeah,
buff.
He sees all the movies. What do you think of The Substance? I know you saw that.
Good morning. I agree. Definitely deserves an Oscar nom.
Did you see Anora?
It's on my list.
Okay.
It might be on Apple TV now. Oh, no, it's still $10 on Apple TV.
Okay, he's like, I'm not paying for it. Well, we have a lot happening on the show this morning. There is a lot going on as far as prizes. Sheryl Crow tickets, 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. At 7:30 yesterday, we had a winner with a Mega Minute, David Spade and Nikki Glaser tickets. And then coming up in just a couple of minutes with an early edition of Heads Up, we have your Daniel Tosh tickets. So don't go anywhere. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. There is a countdown happening on this mega star's website. What could it be? Details coming up and what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Lady Gaga is trending this morning. It looks like the singer has a surprise in store for everyone. There is a countdown clock on her website right now, and sources say that the countdown is for a new album, apparently.
Whoa, that's loud. Hello. Jeez, Lady Gaga.
The album's title and release date will be revealed once the timer runs out. I gotta check it again, because originally when you went to it, there's like a paint feature where you can like undo the paint on there, and then it says LG3. I just want to make sure that hasn't changed. Yeah, it still says LG3. Right, so they're saying that a new album is coming. You're not going to have to wait long to get all the juicy details, because the countdown is scheduled to end here on January 27th. So we'll have an answer there. Reports are it's just album details that we'll be finding out about, and that the album itself is not dropping once the countdown finishes. We'll just find out what it is. But yeah, when you hold the cursor and move it around, the paint in the foreground shows that it says LG3. You see
that's,
it?
That's okay. Really cool.
Is cool.
You know the little monsters, Lady Gaga fans, they're going to be actually putting it together, screenshotting it, and they're going to figure it out.
Well, yeah, we're still kind of trying to decipher this. But as far as dates go, people are wondering if maybe this has something to do with her single with Beyoncé, Telephone, because this song was released as a single on January 25th, 2010, which will be almost exactly 15 years ago when the countdown ends. So it could be something totally new. It could have something to do with that. There were rumors last year that Gaga and Beyoncé were going to reunite for a sequel to that song. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but the timing would be perfect. That's for sure.
I think, too, they think that there is a sequel, because at the end of the Telephone video, doesn't it say, like, part two coming soon or something like that?
15 years later. I mean, come on.
No kidding.
So, new something from Lady Gaga. Not exactly sure. We have to wait until January 27th to find out, and that is what's trending. All right. It is time to win. Who is ready to win some Daniel Tosh tickets? We have them right now with Heads Up. Daniel Tosh is coming to the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on February 8th, and you are going to be there right now. When you win Heads Up, just be caller 20 right now. You get to pick your category, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the morning on Mix Mix 94.1.
Jennifer, good morning. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
Oh, Jennifer.
Yay. Good morning. I'm very ready.
All right. We have these Daniel Tosh tickets for you. Pick a category. Do you want to go with squirrels or typewriter?
Oh, my gosh. Let's go with typewriter.
Typewriter. It is. National Handwriting Day is today. So these are all things that are associated with writing and your hands. Okay?
Okay, got it.
All right. Are you ready to do this? Let's make it happen.
All right, Mercedes and Jennifer, your 60 seconds. It starts now.
Okay, this is what you write with. It has ink in it.
A pen.
Yes. This is, if you want to check in with someone, you may have a handwritten one of these that you put in the mail.
RSVP.
No, you just want to like see
a card, a letter.
Yes, a letter. This is some like psychics read these on your hands. Yes, this is what you would put on your like different colors. OPI makes different colors of this.
Markers. Ink.
They go
pass.
On. Okay, pass. If you want to flip someone off, you put this up.
Middle finger.
Yes, this is what you do when you press the buttons on the keys to
typing.
This is when you need a document in person, you might press this so you can get the actual.
Brent?
Yes, Bridger.
Yes,
you got it.
Oh my god!
I almost said the word. I'm so glad you said it before I did, Jennifer. Nice job.
What were you guys struggling with over there?
Nail polish was the one. OPI. I didn't know where. How do you say how do you get someone to say nail polish without saying fingernail?
Maybe manicure?
Maybe you should do this next time.
No,
that's actually a really good clue. Good job. Jennifer, great job. You win. You get these tickets to see Daniel Tosh over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, Thursday morning, and hey, we want to remind you, you only have a day left to nominate your teacher for Teacher of the Month. We are back at it, kids are back in school, and the teachers are working their butts off to help our kids, so we want to recognize one of them. This is our time to put one of them in the spotlight, and we need your nominations to do that. So all you got to do is tell us why your teacher deserves to be our Teacher of the Month. We're going to do a random drawing, and the winning teacher is going to get a $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Finley Chevrolet, an additional $150 Visa gift card for maybe a class party or something from Silver State Schools Credit Union, and of course, our personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. So all we need for you to do is nominate that teacher, go to our website, mix941.fm, click on the contest tab, and you will get them in the running. Entries close tomorrow, though, so get those nominations in today, and we really want to thank our friends over at Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible. Coming up next, we've got the hot three to get to today. It is a busy one today. What are your thoughts on doing away with the penny? There's talk that has been revived about getting rid of the penny. We're going to talk about that coming up. Also, a new themed restaurant opening up on the Las Vegas Strip. Sounds kind of interesting. We'll talk about that. And two iconic stars are reuniting for something big. What is it? We're going to talk about all of that coming up in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
With the Department of Government Efficiency getting into gear, agency boss Elon Musk has a target in his sights, and that is the penny. He posted on X on Tuesday. He wrote that it costs over 3 cents to make a penny, saying that the mint produced over 4.5 billion pennies in 2023, which is around 40% of the 11.4 billion coins for circulation provided. Penny costs, which the U.S. Mint said in 2024, are around 3.7 cents per penny, have risen because of the cost of zinc, and that's the main metal used to make the coin. Cost of zinc is now double what it was in 2016 per metric ton. So doing away with the penny, it's definitely not a new idea. It's been around for a long time, but it may not be the only target now, because as of last year, the U.S. Mint said that it costs around 14 cents to make a nickel.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know this, all of the cost of how it does to make coins and stuff, but I agree. I think the penny, it's worthless to me. I see pennies in my pocket. Sometimes I feel like just throwing them away.
Yeah, I see that. I guess in my mind, it's just like, we're going to be a cashless society at some point. So it makes me a little nervous, because what happens if everything goes down? And then you have absolutely no proof of what your money is and what you have.
That's scary.
Yeah, it really is scary. Just think about that. Like, what you have in the bank right now, everything goes down. Shoop. It's all erased. And you can't prove anything.
Why am I getting stressed out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So not that I think the penny is so important, but I just worry about us going cashless. I just feel like we got to keep the cash. I personally look in my wallet right now. I have $0.00 in there. So I'm like, I'm being kind of hypocritical because I don't have any cash on me right now. But I just feel like we need to keep the cash. And if we start with the penny, then we're going to start going to the nickel. Then we'll start going to dimes and quarters. And then who knows? The dollars may be next. It makes me nervous, you know?
I can see that. Yeah, I can see your point of view, where what if that day comes, or what if it never comes?
It's,
we'll
kind
never
of
know.
Here, though,
it is
already.
Kind of here, yeah.
You know,
there's some casinos. I don't even know. I think there's a couple of casinos that you can use your credit card to bet.
No, that is so dangerous. Yeah. I could just see someone racking up their bills on their credit card. Uh-huh. That should not be allowed.
No, I don't like that. It makes me, it's getting me a little scared. Yeah.
Let's start a penny petition where we start using pennies again. Like, bring them back.
Bring the penny machines back. Yes.
Also this morning, oh my gosh, on the penny machines. Okay. So we went out over the break, and we were at one of the casinos, and I was like, I'm going to put a 20 in. I haven't played a slot machine forever. So I put it in, and it was a penny machine. I'm like, oh, this 20 is going to last me forever. I made one bet, and it was like a $10 bet. I hate these new slot machines, because they're all electronic and you don't know how many lines you're betting. And I just hit it once, and I was like, half of my money was gone on a penny machine. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah, don't ask me about gambling, because I go to a slot machine, I'm just like, bet it out, cash it out, cash it out.
That's
yeah.
why I play poker. You know, that you control your money.
You have a little bit of control, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Are you pretty successful when you play?
Yes, I kind of. I'm pretty good at it.
Well, you're still here, so you're not that good.
It's recreational. Come on,
okay,
that's all
okay.
It is. It's like golf, you know? It's recreational.
Yes, I hear you. A new Netflix-inspired restaurant is coming to the Strip in February. It's because of the success of the pop-up location in L.A. It's called Netflix Bites Vegas, and they're calling it a unique dining adventure that brings the magic of the screen to the table. It's going to be at the MGM Grand, set to open on February 20th, and they're going to have like menu items inspired by Netflix shows like Stranger Things and Bridgerton and Squid Game and One Piece and Too Hot to Handle, stuff like that.
I think this is such a brilliant idea, because I think everyone can relate to these different shows. We were going over the menu items with some of the shows and the stuff. What were some of the things, Jay, that stood out to us? We're like, oh, that sounds good.
The Too Hot to Handle inspired Bloody Mary. And it says a cocktail so spicy it comes with its own pot holder in case guests can't handle the heat.
Yeah, I saw that one. Did you guys see Eleven's Feast based on Stranger Things? Crispy chicken and waffle sliders, perfect for foodies who love a little dimension hopping, served both Hawkins style and upside down.
Ooh, I think what would be funny is if they served like the Squid Games, like Dalgona cookie.
Oh, I bet they would have that, because they do have Squid Game inspired meals there, so that I bet that's on the menu.
And just like, oh yeah, you got 60 seconds on the clock, all right, ready, go, you got to figure it out on yourself. That'd be cool.
And if you lose, you have to go do the dishes at the back or something.
I can't wait to go there with the munchies. Oh my gosh,
no, absolutely not. All right, well, it is time. We are looking for someone who wants to possibly win a $275 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Beat Mercedes is now every day, and right now is your chance to win here on a Minden Thursday with Beat Mercedes. All you have to do is guess the song faster than I can. If you can do it, this $275 diamond pendant is yours. We move up the jackpot $25 a day. So, yeah, we're up to $275, and you can get something really beautiful for that. So who wants to play Beat Mercedes? Caller 20 right now. You are in. 702-364-9400. All right. It is time for Beat Mercedes. It is Minden Thursday. We play Beat Mercedes every day at this time. And we have our contestant. It's Chad. Hey, Chad. Good morning.
Hi, Chad.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you guys doing?
We are great. We have this beautiful $275 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers up for grabs. Make a great gift. Heck, you could even wear it. You just you do what you want with it, but you just got to beat me. How are you with music? Are you pretty good?
More or less country, but
okay.
Give it a shot.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah.
It may be a country song. Who knows? Maybe today is your lucky day, Chad, but we're going to put the good vibes out there for you. I'm going to leave the studio. I'm going to leave you in Steph and J-Lo's hands, and we're going to try to make you a winner, okay?
All right.
Okay. I'll see you guys in a minute.
Bye. Mercedes has taken off her headphones. She steps outside the studio and she waits out for us. So she's truly cannot hear anything.
Come on, Chad.
All
you
right,
gotta
Chad,
do this, man.
How you feeling, Chad? What you doing this morning?
At work.
What part of town you working?
Downtown.
Downtown. All right, Chad. This is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, "Got it," so that we can stop the clock. And you got to say something after 5 seconds. Now, this is what we do, too. I don't know if you've heard. Mercedes, she's fast. So try to be quick, okay?
All right.
All right. The next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
Okay. What you got?
Got it. Boots with a fur.
Bye. And that's time, Chad. I got to bring Mercedes in. Oh, no boy. Artist?
Well, T-Pain.
T-Pain. Okay. Okay. Bring her in. Bring her in. Got it. I write down your time. Mercedes is walking in the studio, and here she is.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Okay, that was fast.
You think so?
I felt like it was kind of fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the vibes. All right.
Okay.
You know how it works, Mercedes. The next sound that you hear when you know it, say got it.
Okay.
And the song, it starts now.
Got it.
Jeez Louise. Okay, I'm writing down your time. Let me do a little drum roll here.
Low by Flo Rida.
Low by Flo Rida.
Apple bottom jeans.
Okay.
Boots with the fur.
With the fur. Okay, can I see your time, Jayla?
Oh, I just...
I got it. I have, basically,
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you why, because Chad, he stopped the clock at 3.46, but he said Boots with the Fur by T-Pain.
Oh!
He's right, because T-Pain is a feature on the song.
You know what? I would give him partial credit for that. I really would.
No. Yeah,
and you did it at 1.2 seconds,
yeah.
So it doesn't even matter.
Oh, Chad, I'm sorry. Just so bittersweet. I love winning, but I don't like seeing you guys lose. The good news is, though, we're now up to a $300 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Thank you, Michael, for providing us with these beautiful pieces to give away for Beat Mercedes. So, yeah, if you want to take a stab at it tomorrow morning, you'll have another chance. 7 o'clock. We do it every day. Hey, speaking of winning, in just about a half hour from right now, less than that, we have the Mega Minute. And we have another pair of tickets to give away to see David Spade and Nikki Glaser. Everybody's been calling about those tickets. That's coming up in just a few minutes. It is Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. The world is filled with controversial opinions. There are a lot of them going on right now that people are debating. I miss this one, and this is apparently going viral on TikTok. What's it all about?
All I did was search controversial mom topics on TikTok, and because it was going viral, and a ton of videos popped up. I'm going through them, and I'm like, this can get some moms fired up.
Like, what are we talking about
so
here?
I actually have some audio I pulled from it, and then here's one of the first controversial mom topics that this girl, Sophie, wanted to bring to the table. Here she is.
Calling yourself a stay-at-home mom, but you send your kids to daycare is actually crazy. You are not a stay-at-home mom.
Calling yourself a stay-at-home mom when you send your kids to daycare is crazy. You're not a stay-at-home mom.
You're still a mom, and you stay at home. So, I mean, technically, is it just, you know, when you say, oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom, it implies that you're staying at home to take care of your kids? Is that why people are thinking that? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
We were talking about this behind the scenes, and Jay, you brought up a good point. What do you think about a stay-at-home mom? They're not a stay-at-home mom if they take their kids to daycare.
Well, here's the thing. If they take their kids to daycare, they're going to be at daycare for a couple of hours. So she could be taking care of the household, getting snacks, going to the grocery store, doing all the little things, and then picking the kids up and bringing them back home. So they're
still
not going to be there.
Mom things.
Yeah, doing mom things, yeah.
Being a mom doesn't entail, like, doing everything with your kid. You can still be a mom and do other mom-related things. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. What were some of the other controversial takes?
Another one was this from a girl named Alexis. Here's hers.
Number one is yearly well checkup visits. If my child is hitting milestones, performing well in school, healthy, not complaining of anything being wrong with them, I'm not bringing them to a doctor's office for them to collect a check for them to tell me that my child is healthy and normal.
Well, we know she's not from Vegas.
That's fine. Like, you don't have to. I just think that it's good to get a professional's opinion, like, on the progress of your kids. Not everyone knows the milestones. I didn't know the milestones of when they're supposed to be talking and when they're supposed to be doing this. So thank God I had a doctor to tell me that. But you know, it's kind of like attitudes like that, like, no one's going to tell me what to do. Like, come on. It's like, they're there to help you. You know, it's just, I don't know. Sometimes people, it's not that serious.
I think yearly checkups are important, especially if you have your first child and you really don't know what you're doing. I think even though I don't have kids, I would want to make sure, like, I'm on top of it. They're getting any type of medications that they need. Or what if there's something that you can prevent and find with these yearly checkups?
And what if there are things that, like, you don't know to look for, when you lay on the table and the doctor's like squishing your stomach and like they're feeling for something. I'm not squishing my stomach trying to figure out what's going on in there. That's like, there's a reason that we have them.
Yeah.
What else?
Okay, last one here is from Alexis as well. Here's her last one.
Eating what I cook for dinner. If I know that I'm cooking something that you don't like, or if I'm cooking something new that you try and you don't like it, I'm not going to force you to eat that. I don't want to eat anything I don't like. I'm not going to force someone else to eat something they don't like.
Well, Alexis, I finally agree with you.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
I finally agree with you.
Too.
What's your controversial mom or parent opinion? And do you agree with these? 702-364-9400. Veronica, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. I am to the opinion that you cannot call yourself a stay-at-home mom if you're not at home taking care of your kids. If they're going to daycare, that's not your primary thing that you're doing.
But what if you're doing things for your children that involve your children? They're just not there at home at the time. Maybe you are, organizing their room or making sure you register them for their soccer team, or you're doing mom-related stuff. They're just not there at that moment.
I'm a mom. And I take my kid everywhere. They can go with me to the grocery store. They can go with me to the restaurant. They can go with me to the nail salon. So I don't think any of those adults are kind of like excuses to me.
So we just got a text here, Veronica. What is the difference between school and daycare? Are you still a stay-at-home mom if your kid's at school?
Yes. You don't have the option of, not taking them to school. They're obligated to go to school, where you do have a choice and you're paying someone else to take care of your kids.
What if you're going to private school? You're paying someone else. I kind of see your point, Veronica. I don't necessarily 100% agree with it, but you're agreeing with the girl that put the TikTok out. What do you guys think? Or getting a bunch of texts here, 702-364-9400. This one says, I let my kids have their tablet at restaurants. This is a controversial thing. I notice the stares I get. A restaurant is boring for a kid, and we want to have a pleasant experience. The iPad kid. iPad kid. You know, I see it all the time. I get it. You want to have fun, but sometimes the kids are so focused on that they just lose all concept of what's going on around them.
When we were kids, when we went to the restaurant, our parents had a coloring book. So that's basically what the kids are using now. Is if they had the iPad, it was like the coloring book that we used to have.
Ramon, you have a son. You've talked about this before. What do you think about giving your iPad to your kid at restaurants?
Yeah, my son's an iPad kid. I'm totally fine with it. I have no idea how my parents did it. And I'm a twin. There was two of us.
There was two of you? That's it. Primarily, you had each other to entertain, you know? So.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's do this. Gina, good morning. You are caller 20. You're in for the Mega Minute.
Let's go, Gina. Yay. Let's go.
Okay, Gina, we had a winner yesterday. I think we can do it 2 days in a row. We've got these tickets for David Spade and Nikki Glaser up for grabs. Are you ready to make it happen?
I hope to.
Okay, are you by yourself? Do you have anyone with you right now?
No, I'm sitting at Little Mountain Park.
Little Mountain Park? Oh, I love that park. Yes. I run the stairs there. I love that place. Okay, all right. So it's just you, but you got this, Gina. I know you can do it.
Okay, Gina, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
How many days are in January?
31.
What is the largest land animal on Earth?
Pass.
What does the acronym IRL mean?
In real life.
Yes. The Space Needle is located in which city?
Seattle.
Yes. Josh Allen is the quarterback for which NFL team?
The Eagles?
No. The U.S. city's what U.S. city's nickname is the Big Easy?
New Orleans.
Yes. Nikki Glaser just hosted which award show?
The Grammys.
No. On what streaming site can you watch the Jerry Springer documentary?
Pass.
In what city would you find the Pentagon?
Washington.
Yes. Sure. So what country is TikTok's parent company based out of?
China?
Yes. What is the largest land animal on Earth?
Darn it.
I'm sorry, Gina. Darn it. We just cut her off. I'm sorry. Are you there, Gina? What were you saying?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry you weren't able to conquer the Mega Minute. There were a couple of questions we got hung up on. I don't know that I would have known this either. The largest land animal on Earth is the elephant. It seems like common sense, but I don't know. Yeah. In my mind, I was kind of thinking maybe there's something bigger than that. The Josh Allen is the quarterback for which NFL team? That's the Buffalo Bills. Nikki Glaser just hosted which award ceremony? Those would be the Golden Globes. The streaming site you could watch the Jerry Springer documentary is Netflix. And after that, we gave you Washington for Washington, D.C. and the Pentagon. But that wasn't enough to conquer the Mega Minute. So, Gina, out at Lone Mountain Park, great try. Hang up. Call back because caller 20, you are going to get these tickets. Two of them to see David Spade and Nikki Glaser on March 21st at the Venetian. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Have you guys ever been to the Starbucks over off of Spring Mountain and Valley View? It's kind of like Chinatown area.
Yes, I have. I think. Do they have a drive-thru? I've been through it.
Well, Metro Police arrested a man that they say planted a hidden camera inside their bathroom there.
What?
Yeah, so they got a call from an employee on Monday. And when they got there, the employee was in the bathroom and there was this guy pacing outside. And she told the police that she had noticed this guy that was identified as Raymond Haywood. He came into the store around 8 o'clock in the morning. He put all his stuff at a table and she saw him go into the bathroom a bunch of different times after other customers. So she finally went into the bathroom herself like 3 hours later and she noticed on the toilet seat there were footprints. So she's like, why are there footprints on the toilet seat? She looks up. And she sees there is a phone camera pointed at the seat.
Dude, so
right
disgusting.
Below. Can you believe that? So everyone is like, this employee is amazing. Like, yeah. She noticed this. She went in. She investigated. She is absolutely a hero for being able to catch on to what was going on. The police say that the guy said he didn't have a cell phone and that if there was one in the bathroom, it wasn't his. But they made a match to the prints on the toilet seat, the footprints, to his shoes. So it matched perfectly. They're just saying people need to be on alert if you're using a public bathroom. Look around yourself. Check out. I never look up at the ceiling when I go to a public bathroom. And now I will be doing that every single time.
Why would you? You know what I mean? That's just sick, man. What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
That's
people
so
are bizarre. He was arrested. He posted bail the same day and he's going to be in court next month. But just, yeah, be aware of your surroundings. Also, this morning, with all the time that we spend at work, it's really important that you have a job that you like. But working somewhere that you actually love, that's like career goals for a lot of us. And some lucky employees are already there. So which companies are the most loved by the people that work there? Glassdoor just did this big survey. It's their 17th annual Employees' Choice Awards. And they revealed the best places to work in the U.S. in 2025. And what makes these awards unique is that the winners are chosen based just on anonymous employee feedback. So I'm going to start at number three and go to one because I keep hearing this about number three. And if anyone has ever worked there, could you call us and let us know, like, if you agree that it is an amazing place to work? 702-364-9400. Number three is In-N-Out Burger.
Really?
I keep hearing, I have my hairdresser's assistant, she works part-time at In-N-Out Burger, and she loves it. She loves it. She says, like, it is such a great place to work. And I'm curious if, I mean, obviously other employees feel this way.
I know that too, that they take really good care of their workers and that they have benefits and it's much higher than the minimum wage. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, it is.
They say like all of these reviews are based on work environment, compensation, benefits, culture and values, diversity, work-life balance, all of that. And I always hear really great things about In-N-Out Burger.
Every time I drive through In-N-Out, honestly, the workers are just so on top of it. They look so organized and they have that little timer when it's showing how long it takes for their next meal. They're so quick.
They are.
And their prices are great.
And the best customer service ever.
Yeah.
They have a really good setup there. You know, it's pretty impressive. So number two is Crew Car Wash. I don't know if we have a Crew Car Wash here. No, it says best car wash in Minnesota and Indiana. So if you're from those parts, that's the number two best place to work. And number one is Bain and Company. Have you guys heard of Bain and Company?
No, spell Bain.
B-A-I-N. So it's a company that they say that they are like a global leader in marketing, organization, information technologies, digital transformation. I have not heard of them, but they're a pretty huge company. That's the number one place to work, according to this survey.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm interested to know what number five and four real quick.
Four is NVIDIA, N-V-I-D-I-A.
I have stock in them.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What is
like
it?
AI stock.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then number five is Eli Lilly.
Huh. I've never heard of these businesses.
Eli Lilly, isn't that like a drug manufacturer? I think.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So those are your top five places to work. Finally, this morning, Post Malone, he has teamed up with Oreo and created his own cookie. And it features the first ever Twisted Cream Center. Mm. See if this sounds good to you guys. Like, I was it you, Steph, I was talking about that Oreos are the worst cookie ever?
Yes.
Oh, did I say that on the show?
Yeah, you're a disgrace.
I can't remember what I said on or off the air. But,
you're wicked for that.
Well, this one doesn't sound half bad. So the cream is salted caramel and shortbread, and it's sandwiched between the typical chocolate cookie on one side, but the other side is a golden cookie. So each cookie has different designs that are like nods to Post Malone's music. There's like a sunflower, there's a knight, there's a pickup truck, there's a butterfly. And he says he wanted to create a flavor that shows his different sides. That was important to him. I guess he tried like 50 different combinations, but he's really been into salted caramel lately. So he knew that he wanted to have that be part of it. And then the shortbread kind of balanced out that flavor. So they did the twisted thing. Now they're going to be available for pre-sale on Oreo.com on Monday and then hit shelves on February 3rd.
I'm in.
Honestly, yeah. It sounds good. I love Oreos, but I don't know if I'd go out and buy these unless if someone had them, I'd try them. But anything that Post Malone does, he's great at.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm going to take away my Oreo ban for now and give these a shot. It's Mix. It can be really hard to make friends as an adult. I've heard people say this a lot, and I've noticed just with technology coming into our world, sometimes that makes it more difficult to have these face-to-face interactions with people. Or did technology help you make a friend? I was just telling these guys that a lot of the friends that I've made as an adult, I've made virtually, like virtual friends that become IRL friends, in real life friends. Did anyone else have this happen to them where you met someone online and then they became a friend of yours? 702-364-9400 in real life. It's funny because back like when Twitter was just absolutely huge, I remember like trying to figure out who I was going to follow. And I just looked up like people with Yankee hashtags in their posts. And so I found a bunch of Yankees fans, most of them living in New York. And I just started following them and kind of getting to know their personalities and stuff. And I ended up becoming not just like virtual friends with a lot of these Yankee people, but like in real life where we would meet with them and stuff.
Is this like pen pal digitally? Like digital pen pals?
You know what? Hold on. Ramon, I'm going to text you a number and I want to see if you can get on one of my virtual Yankee friends that became a real life friend here.
That's cool. Yeah, get him on the show, please. I want to talk to him.
What's funny is that I think he calls me by my Twitter name and I call him by his Twitter name. It's Jeffrey NYC. That's what I call him.
Jeffrey NYC.
He has a real name. I assume his first name is actually Jeffrey. He has a last name, but I don't call him that. I call him Jeffrey NYC in every reference that I make. And I would not be surprised if he calls me by my Twitter name, which is Mercedes LV. And so it's just funny. We flew, my husband and I went to go see a Yankee game in New York and we did a little tweet up. And we met with Jeffrey NYC and Will Helms and Smoove and like all these names of people, their Twitter names. We all met up and we became in real life friends. And Jeffrey NYC even came to Las Vegas and we went out to dinner. Like,
wow.
Dude, that's cool.
We got him on the phone. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this.
Jeffrey
NYC.
Hey.
How are you?
He's
welcome
real.
To the
I'm
show.
Good. How are you?
Good. I was just telling them how we met online and became in real life friends.
Absolutely. Through the Yankees Twitter group. Yes.
I'm looking at your Twitter right now, Jeffrey. It's just you are a true Yankees fan. The first thing in your bio, Yankee fan, and wire. And you even have a cool cover photo of you. Like, I don't, are you a doctor? Do you have a doctorate's degree?
I have a doctoral degree, yes.
Wow, I can't even say it right. It's doctoral.
He is a smart guy. I'm telling you, we met some really cool people, but we like officially met in person, Jeffrey NYC, at our tweet up in New York. Do you remember like how that all happened?
I remember it was Smooth and Will introduced us. They had been following you longer than I had, but yes, I got to meet you and I got to meet your husband, and we became friends in real life. Absolutely.
It's so crazy how that happens. Does anyone else do that? Did you guys meet a friend online and became real life friends? 702-364-9400. And to this day, we still keep in touch. I think you and my husband keep in touch way more, though, than you and I do, right?
Well, you know, you're busy.
Okay. I want to know, have you guys ever been in a Twitter fight? You at Mercedes LV versus at Jeffrey NYC. Maybe there was something going on with the Yankees you guys disagreed on. I don't know. Something like that.
No, we're
I don't think
we're fam.
No.
No, we've never had a Twitter beef. No.
Well, maybe with Red Sox fans, right? Have you ever had a Twitter beef with Red Sox fans?
Well, of course.
That's just like par for the course. Jeffrey par NYC, course. I'm sorry I call you Jeffrey NYC. It's just like that just rolls off the tongue naturally because that's how I met you. It's so funny.
Well, that is, I mean, Jeffrey is my name. So.
Just add the NYC. Thank you so much for taking our call today. See, look, a real life friend that I made all because of social media. Anyone else do that? 702-364-9400. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I have a friend that I met on Instagram. Now every time we go to a Raider game, we'll either meet up there or he'll buy me a ticket.
What?
Really? Wow. You guys, this has happened to you guys too?
Yeah. Well, this is my friend Jordan. My friend Jordan, he plays Fortnite every night, and he played with this guy for 5 years every single night. He got invited to his wedding.
What? Wait, I want to hear this whole story.
Okay.
We're going to come back. We're going to take your calls. Tell us about the time you met someone online and you became their in real life friend. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Meeting people online and then becoming their friends IRL in real life. I just introduced you to my friend, Jeffrey NYC. Actually, my husband's on the phone. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Is Jeffrey NYC still in the house?
No, he's gone. He's moved on. Did you want to say hi to him?
I did want to say hi to him, but I also, just like you, I found a friend via Facebook in a Raiders group, and now he and I are great buddies.
Even though he's a Raiders fan and you're a Broncos fan?
Yeah, actually, he and I have great conversations. We bang heads every now and then, but he and I have great conversations. We've met up a couple times before. Great dude.
That's funny. Matt infiltrated the Raiders group.
How did you do that, Matt? I got to learn your skills.
That's Matt, dude. That's what he does.
All right. Thanks, babe. I love you. Talk to you later. Right. What happened with you guys? Like, how did you meet your friends?
Mine was just through my friend Jordan would play Fortnite every single night for 5 years with the same guy, Carl. And one day, Carl's like, Jordan, I'm getting married. I want you to be there. He's like, yeah, man, you're my best bud. The first time they ever met was at Carl's wedding.
Oh my gosh. That is the first meeting. Yes. That's pretty impressive. J-Lo, what about you?
Call of Duty. I got a guy I met on there. His name is Shaky Charturis.
The guy
sells wine, and every month he sends me a bottle of wine. Just a try.
Oh,
and
my
I'm like,
gosh.
Dude, that's cool. Thanks, man.
I need to start playing Call of Duty. John, hey, have you met a friend online that became a real friend?
So, yeah, no, I met one of my best friends playing a video game, and it was crazy. So we were playing like 5 years together, and then I ended up getting divorced, and he came and flew out here. Never met him in my whole life. He flew out here to help me get through my divorce. And then years later, I met his daughter and his wife. Till this day, we talk every single day. He sends Christmas presents to my kids. He's one of my best friends.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I feel like the video game people are really, really cool. That's amazing. Thank you, John. Tammy, tell us about your virtual turned IRL friend.
So I met this girl named April on Facebook, a Big Brother group back in 2010. And we ended up being friends, and she said she needed a place to stay in Vegas. And I thought she was cool. Ended up, she stayed with me. We went to a Big Brother event. And she didn't end up murdering me. So we're
That's a plus.
us.
I'm glad that it worked out, you know?
Yeah, imagine if it didn't.
Yeah, we wouldn't have heard from her this morning. No. All right. It is time to win. Time to get some tickets with Heads Up. And those tickets are for Sheryl Crow. Just announced this week, Sheryl Crow is coming to the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan one night only on June 7th. And these tickets haven't even gone on sale yet. They go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. You can win them before you can buy them right now with Heads Up. All you got to do is be caller 20. You get to pick your category. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you get these tickets. Who wants to play? Caller 20 is in, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Kelly, good morning. You're caller 20.
Yeah. Hi, good morning.
Let's play some Heads Up. We've got these Sheryl Crow tickets for you, Kelly. We just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Wicked Witch or On the Record?
I'll go with Wicked Witch.
Wicked Witch it is. Brew a Potion Day was on Sunday. So these are all things that are associated with witches and wizards and stuff like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we just need to get six answers in 60 seconds. I know we have it in us. Let's get you these tickets. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Kelly, Mercedes, your 60 seconds. It starts now.
A magician uses like this stick to do...
A wand.
Yes. I'm going to cast one of these on you.
A spell.
Yes. Which cooks stuff in a big black pot called a...
Cauldron.
Yes. He's friends with Hermione and...
Harry Potter?
Yes. This is what a witch flies on. She sits on this and flies.
The broom.
Yes. This is the name of the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh,
From Wicked, her name is...
I can't think of her name.
Elphaba. Yes! Wow! Kelly, nice job!
Thank you.
Congratulations. You just got those win 'em before you can buy 'em tickets to see Sheryl Crow at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan in June. Nice job.
I'm so excited. You have good clues.
Hey, you are a good guesser. We made a good team, Kelly. Thank you so much for listening this morning. We will have more of these tickets. Win them before you can buy them, before they go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Oscar nominations came out this morning. There were some surprises. There were some snubs. Emilia Perez leads with 13 nominations. Both The Brutalist and Wicked scored 10 apiece. A lot of people were talking about the movie Challengers, which I know you loved. I did not like it. I loved Zendaya, though. And the Challengers was completely shut out. Oh, nothing for them.
I found someone else that loved Challengers, and it's our movie buff, Ramon. What did you think of Challengers? Did you like it?
I think it's one of the best movies of the year. I have it in my top 5, top 10.
See?
I think that's great. I'm sorry. I just didn't like it. I'm sorry. I it's nothing personal. I
no.
promise. I just I can tell you I did if it makes you feel better. I just thought it was very like I don't know. It's just very confusing. And I really love Zendaya, so I stuck through it for her, and I still love her. But she unfortunately was shut out on that one, and so was the soundtrack. A lot of people were really surprised. They thought that Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross were really going to get a nomination for that, but they didn't. So let's talk about the nominees for Best Supporting Actress. Monica Barbero for A Complete Unknown, Ariana Grande for Wicked, Felicity Jones for The Brutalist, Isabelle Rossellini from Conclave, and Zoe Saldana. They all got nominated for Best Supporting Actress. On the Best Supporting Actor side, you have Yura Borisov from Anora, Kieran Culkin from A Real Pain, Ed Norton from A Complete Unknown, Guy Pearce from The Brutalist, and Jeremy Strong from The Apprentice. And the big actor and actress categories for actor, you've got Adrian Brody, Timothy Chalamet, Coleman Domingo, Ralph Fiennes, and Sebastian Stan, all nominated for Best Actor. And then on the Best Actress side, you've got Cynthia Erivo, Carla Sofia Gascon, Mikey Madison, Demi Moore, and Fernanda Torres. Those are your actor nominees.
Do you think that Cynthia Erivo is going to get Best Actress? Do you really think in your heart? Because if she wins this, she'll officially be an EGOT.
I really hope she does because I love her. But I feel like I haven't seen the other. I haven't seen Emilia Perez and Nora or I'm Still Here, so I can't speak on their performances. But Demi Moore in The Substance was really good.
You got to choose one. Demi Moore in The Substance or Cynthia Erivo in Wicked for Best Actress for the Oscars.
She can't. She just said she didn't see all of them.
I know, so just between the two. Just between the two. Okay. The two that she's seen.
Personally, just with like the talent it takes to sing and act and all of that, I would say Cynthia Erivo for my personal favorite, but I don't think she's going to win.
No!
I want her to win over Demi Moore. You didn't see The Substance
yet? I haven't seen anything, so I can't compare. That's why I wanted to see your opinion.
What about you, Ramon? I know you saw both of those movies. Which actress do you think was better?
Demi Moore was so great, but I'll give it to Cynthia.
Yeah, sure. I'm really hoping she pulls it out. She was awesome in that movie.
No doubt.
Okay, Best Picture, Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. I've seen two of those movies. So, we have a friend that works over at Channel 8, and he does a thing where he takes a whole week off of work and he watches every single movie that is nominated for Best Picture. And then after that week, he gives his reviews on which one. And it's so interesting. Like, everybody waits for him to put it out. David, I'm talking about you. And so he like ranks them, which is his favorite. And so I'm really excited to see his take on some of these movies.
Wait, what? I want to do that with him. Let's take a week off from work and sit down and watch all these movies.
Yes. J-Love, you approve the time off. Are you cool if
I don't know
that?
What you're talking about.
Yeah, we're not going to get that. Also this morning, speaking of work, are you an open book at work, or do you kind of keep to yourself? According to a new report, about 62% of workers worldwide say that they hide aspects of themselves at work, which is actually up from 55% last year. So we're getting more secretive at work and things are more hidden in North America. 70% of workers here say that they're secretive about themselves on the job. If you break it down by generation, Gen Z, most secretive by far about their lives. But some companies, you really want their employees to be, you know, just open and authentic and comfortable being themselves. But only 49% of workers say they trust their employer to build a culture where everyone can kind of be open like that.
It's funny because we were talking about how Gen Z doesn't open up. They don't even want to text or talk to the person next to them. They'd rather text them, which I think is crazy.
That is crazy.
Do you guys feel like you're your true selves here at work? Do you think you're like, what percentage are you open?
I think I'm probably 85%.
85%? You are pretty open. Yeah. You are pretty authentic to who you are. What do you think, Steph?
I think I'm pretty open. I think with us. With other people, I'm like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to form a relationship. And if I don't know them, I have that little, not guard up, but I'm just like, if you want to get to know me, cool. I'll get to know you too.
I got nothing to hide. You know,
I think like with you guys, I'm like 95% open. And the stuff I'm not open about, it's just like stuff I wouldn't want to bore anyone with. But you're right, Steph, with the rest of the building, it's like, I don't know you. Who are you? And so it's not that I don't want to, but it's like that trust thing, you know?
Yeah, I just think that we need to build. Maybe it's us. Maybe we need to be more hey, I want to get to know people. But after the show, we're like so focused on tomorrow's show and then the show after that. It's kind of hard to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Finally, this morning, this year will mark the 36th anniversary of the movie When Harry Met Sally. Not like a huge milestone anniversary, but for some reason, something seems to be happening. Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal, they both posted a photo of the two of them sitting on a couch together, and they're wearing clothing that's very similar to the outfits in the movie. And Meg said, quote, "It's finally happening. We're reuniting for something iconic. Can't wait to show you all soon." Now, everybody's talking like, What are they doing? Is it a sequel to When Harry Met Sally? This was Billy's first Instagram post ever. He's never posted on Instagram. So it must be a big deal.
I've never seen this classic movie.
Oh, you got to see
it. I've never seen When Harry Met Sally. I think that's one of the movies that I would love because I love like the You've Got Mails of the world, all those type of rom-coms.
It really set the standard, I think, for the rom-com.
There's other rumors going around that they're getting together to do a Super Bowl commercial.
That's what I think it is. I think it's a Super Bowl commercial that they're doing because everyone's kind of working on that stuff right now. We're starting to see little leaks here and there. So
I can see it being like an Amazon commercial.
For Amazon?
Yeah, I don't know why. I think they're sitting on the couch. They're doing an iconic scene from the movie. They're reenacting it. The doorbell rings and it's their Amazon driver and there goes Amazon.
Oh, and then they say, "I'll have what she's having." That's a classic line from the movie.
Yes.
And if you know the scene in the diner, very uncomfortable right
very
now.
Very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. It's Mix 94.1. I am so sad to hear what happened. James was in a car accident.
Yeah, it was a little, it's a fender bender.
Okay, good. He's okay.
He's okay. The person, other person involved was okay, but he called me and it was right after work. He goes, "I just got into a car accident."
Oh.
That's one of the things that you don't want to do when you pick up a phone, but I get it. But immediately my instinct, because you know on the iPhone, you can start recording phone calls now. So I just started recording. That was my instinct. And then he gets out the car and I'm like, "Are you okay?" He goes, "Yeah, someone rear-ended me." I'm like, "Okay." He's getting out the car and I can hear their conversation. And he goes, "Hey, are you okay?" Immediately they go, "I am so sorry. I'm okay. Are you okay?" "Yes, I'm okay." Well, turns out she was driving her quote unquote friend's car.
Oh, God. Here we go. Because initially I was happy because you said that they said, "I'm so sorry." So they admitted their guilt.
Yes.
So that was good.
That's exactly
but
why.
But now it's her friend's car. Okay, go on.
So she's admitted fault already. She's already admitted that it's not her car. Then James goes, "Can I get your license and registration?" And she pulls out to find her wallet. She quote unquote forgot her license.
Lies.
Yeah, supposedly. And then she goes, "Well, I do have my insurance card." I'm like, okay. So he gets the insurance card, looks at the insurance. Insurance is expired.
Oh, my gosh.
Insurance is expired. No driver's license. And then the only thing that really happened to James's car was a little scratch on his bumper. Nothing too, I would say, that would need work from an auto shop. But all of those things, it's like, do we even go through insurance at this point? Because one, her insurance expired. She lied. I don't know if she's lying to us, but she did say, "Oh, my current insurance card is probably at home. I know it's updated. I promise you. So we're at this dilemma. Do we go through insurance and figure out if she has insurance? Or do we do like a behind the scenes deal? Like, hey,
she gave you guys her phone number and everything. Do you know it's her phone number? Well, she didn't give you a fake number.
So we called her later and she answered and she was like, just confirming this is you. And she goes, "Yes, this is me. I'm so sorry. Let me know how we can handle this." Just kind of panicky. But we didn't really come with a solution. We're like, okay, let's see what we can do. What is our best situation to do at this point with all the circumstances given?
Oh, I mean, I am a stickler for the rules. That's just how I am. And I know, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. People maybe in the insurance industry that deal with this, police officers. I am one of those people that just likes to play by the rules. And we have insurance for a reason and let them take care of it. She was at fault. That's her deal. She has to take care of that. If it's expired, that's going to be an issue, but you can always try. I don't know. What do you think, J-Love?
I've never been in that situation before, but it seems like she was genuine, and she did say that it's her friend's car, didn't have my thing, and she gave you the right number. So I think she's genuine in this situation.
But do we know she's trustworthy, or she's just trying to put a face up? That's where I don't think we should trust her in a sense.
Well, we don't know yet until you guys get to that process.
I think you should just go through the insurance. Well, but Brittany is on the phone. Brittany, you've been in insurance for 10 years. What do you do in a situation like this?
So Steph definitely had the good idea to record the conversation just because a lot of times people lie when they talk to their insurance companies about claims and whatnot. But it most definitely could have been just an expired ID card that the person had in their car. So sometimes I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, but we are seeing a lot of times that people are not paying for insurance because of how high the rates are. So some people are going without insurance, and unfortunately, it's situations like this where it's a fender bender that are making the rates go up. But I would say, like, if it's not anything like super major, like as far as damage is concerned, definitely try to work something out with them to see if they're willing to pay out of pocket. But if it's not anything majorly damaged to his car, I would say it's not really that big of a deal, even though I am a stickler too for the rules like you, Mercedes. If it's not something super damaging to the vehicle, I don't see why you guys can't work it out.
I think that's really interesting. And you're in this, so you kind of know what's worth the time and what's not. Here's my only thing that worries me. What if, like, a week later, James is like, my neck really hurts. My back really hurts. Something is up. And you made a little deal with her. And then now what? You know, what do you do in that situation?
Brittany, what would your advice be to that point then? What if James down the line, he's like, oh no, my neck is kind of hurting. Do you think I should just be safe and go through insurance?
Absolutely. That's definitely something that should be gone through insurance. Now, whether or not you guys want to call the insurance company to see if she actually does have active insurance to go through her insurance company, or you file a claim through your insurance company, essentially what will happen is, if she doesn't have insurance and you guys go through yours, you just, hopefully you guys have an insured motorist coverage on your policy, because that's essentially what coverage would be used. Mm. But definitely if it's a bodily injury type of situation, insurance is always definitely a good way to go, because then they can at least go after the other party either legally, or you guys can just file a claim through your insurance, hopefully, if they do have active insurance and they just have an expired ID card.
Yeah, hopefully it's just that, but definitely go through her insurance first before you go through your insurance.
Don't go to yours yet.
It does sound messy, but it'll be okay. Just really quick, let's talk to Jennifer. Jennifer has some advice. Jennifer, good morning.
We've dealt with the same situation, that it was somebody else's fault. Always go through your insurance and let them take care of everything and handle everything from their end.
Okay.
And fight the other insurance company.
Jennifer, how long did
because
it take?
The other
Jennifer, how long did it take for your insurance and all that stuff to get processed?
I think maybe like 2 months.
Okay.
You're not going to get it done right away, unfortunately, but yeah, paper trails.
Yeah.
Documentation. Do it, girl. Do it, girl.
No, send me $1,000.
That's a good quick payoff, but you never know what's going to happen down the line. Hey, email Steph if you guys have any more info or advice for her. It's Mix 94.1.